pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A large wave breaks, swallowing up a surfboard, which gets shot back out of the rear of the swell. On a beach, an unshaven man clad in a wetsuit tightens his prosthetic leg. A goateed man with a hearing aid inserts an artificial eye beneath his lid. A guy with close-cropped hair puts on a wetsuit, his back covered with tattoos. Yet another man, legs missing below the knee, adjusts his prosthetic arm. A shaved-headed man smiles.
I'm gonna give him my best shot, and we'll see where it all goes.
On the sand, the goateed man shakily gets up on a surfboard.
Oh, you're not popping.
They said they wanted a challenge. It's here. I think it'll be a challenge for everybody today to keep their head above water.
An instructor helps the goateed man who hobbles on a cane toward a sandbar. A second trainer sets a double amputee down near a surfboard. A burly young man stares out to sea.
I've got to come up with the things I'm grateful for today. My wife, my life, being able to be out here and help serve others.
Just straight out is where I caught my first wave. That's the day that the Bobby you're talking to now came alive.
Clad in a wetsuit emblazoned with images of an American flag and an armored military vehicle, along with the words Veteran Support, Operation Surf, Bobby paddles out. Titles appear over a swelling wave, a Netflix original documentary, Resurface. In Morro Bay, California, a guy with shaggy, sun-bleached hair unloads a surfboard from a truck.
Just get out of your head. That's the worst place.
I know it is.
Huh?
I said I know it is.
Get out of it.
Yeah.
Clad in an Operation Surf hoodie, Marine Corps veteran Bobby Lane watches the breakers.
The head injuries and the seizures were there in Iraq because at one point I was on the gun and I looked down and I couldn't remember who I was with, where I was at, you know, what I was doing. So I knew I was broke then.
Those traumatic brain injuries, the TBIs, you got to learn to trust their internal instinct. Yeah. That's a big deal. If they have a seizure out there, it's not pretty.
Bobby stares fixedly.
He's been trained not to seek for help. Man up and you can handle this stuff, you know?
Photos show Bobby over the years.
I knew I was destined for the military. I was meant to be a warrior. Marine Corps recruiters told me they'd make me Mean Green Fighting Machine. They said all my screws were already loose. I'd make a perfect Marine.
In a portrait, he wears dress blues.
I had a bunch of people telling me war is ugly, all you are is a number. I just didn't care. Everyone has a purpose in life, and being a Marine was my purpose.
Dr. John Strasnikas, psychiatrist.
The military trains you not to have feelings. You need to suspend your emotions to do your job. You're there to kill.
Mike Shirley, Army veteran.
My combat experience in 1967 and 68, 40 years later, is still impacting everything I do in life.
We respond to danger with a flood of chemistry that gets us out of trouble or you can't even save our lives. Following that, all of that chemistry is still in your blood. Even years later, you can still carry the mark of that trauma. And the more intense and repetitive those experiences, the longer that shadow will remain.
In the United States, current rate is 22 veterans kill themselves every 24 hours. Those are the reported ones.
Dr. Russell Crawford, Air Force veteran psychologist. In a house, Bobby's wife, Liz Lane, watches as he tucks a pistol into his waistband.
We'd only been dating for a couple months when he asked me to marry him. By that point, I had already realized the TBI and the effects because of the seizures.
How many of these am I supposed to take again?
It was several months in when I noticed the mood. I guess he'd get angry easily over things that really shouldn't be that big of a deal. Major road rage, like I'm in fear for my life as a passenger, road rage. Things like that kind of made me realize, okay, he's got PTSD.
As Bobby drives, Liz lays her hand on his arm.
When Liz and I would get in an argument, sometimes I'd smash a chair, punch a hole in the wall, yell in her face and scream. And I mean, a lot of times I just didn't recall doing it. And sometimes I did, I just didn't know why it was happening. It's like I had absolutely no control.
At home, he locks a dog's cage, then checks the front door.
He had been open about being wounded, but neither of us really knew the full extent of that.
He sets an alarm.
I started seeing things, having flashbacks. And I was drinking a lot just to get to sleep. A whole 1.75 liter bottle of Jack a night by myself. Sometimes I drink that and a 30 pack, just that way I can sleep.
Pills fill a bowl.
I've been on just about every drug on the market. I mean, this is probably about 3 months of changing prescriptions and coming off of them. This is a seizure med, a stomach pill, the hydroxyzine. It's supposed to help with the anxiety or allow me to go out. I'm supposed to take this one for migraines, but then I have to take this one along with this one to counteract. I don't even remember what this one does. This is sildenafil. If you don't know what that is, it's Viagra. They have me on so many drugs that sometimes I need a little extra help. So.
He averts his gaze.
I expected to come home and everything be normal. I didn't expect that kind of stuff to happen.
Bobby and Liz sit together and take in the city skyline.
You close your eyes and these memories, you know, everyone calls it traumas, race through your head. And you start thinking about the firefights you've been in, the lives you've taken, the dead bodies you've seen.
In a desert firefight, two soldiers help a fallen comrade.
When you take a child's life, you know, when you take a child's life, it's, excuse me.
Clad in an Operation Surf baseball cap, Bobby rubs his eye. Later in the darkened living room, he reclines on a sofa.
Forgiving myself was the hardest thing, and I guess in some ways I haven't. There were multiple times where I've put the gun in my head and looked at myself in the mirror.
He stares, unblinking.
The plan was, I was gonna go surfing, go home, make sure everything's in order, and then I was gonna get my gun and I was gonna commit suicide.
A wave breaks into a frothy spume. On the beach, Armed Forces logos adorn the side of a vet center vehicle. A young drummer in uniform stands at attention. Clad in his wetsuit, Bobby listens with others' baseball cap over his heart.
Operation Surf had a slot open so I can go surfing. And I said, well, that's it. I'd feel like I had achieved everything that I wanted to achieve in life, and I'd be okay with dying.
It started because all I wanted to do is take a group of veterans surfing.
A banner reads, welcome, soldiers. You are our heroes.
I just want to welcome you all to Santa Cruz. I've been surfing for 45 years and going through some journeys that I went through, I realized that surfing was the one thing that kind of kept my life a little bit intact.
Van Kiraza, founder Operation Surf, cuts back along a wave.
I've been surfing since I was basically 10 years old. I have a big appetite for, you know, good waves, you know, and so I started competing and, you know, got a little bit of recognition and reputation through big wave surfing. I got to a point in my life where addiction pretty much took over my life. And so after getting clean and sober, I started a surf school full time.
A surfer hops from his board.
Yeah. Oh, a little kick out.
Ever since I started Operation Surf, it really came clear to me about what my purpose was. Working with these warriors in transition, you know, it's important to me.
Van carries a triple amputee British Army veteran Martin Pollock on his back, then sets him down atop a large rock.
4 months in the tour, I got blown up, got hit with an IED. I remember sort of feeling like I couldn't breathe and like digging dirt out of my mouth and but I couldn't see anything. I think my mind maybe just shut it down.
You see this one that's breaking now? Yeah.
Van piggybacks Martin across the sand. Later in the shallows, he drags a surfboard over by a leash to the British veteran. With swells growing in the distance, Martin climbs aboard.
The traumas live in their bodies. In order to get healing, you must involve the body in the treatment.
As others wait with their boards, Van rides a wave.
With PTSD, the brain's chemistry actually changes by having thoughts over and over again. Surfing gives an out to create new pathways.
Van leaps off his board.
It's a huge surge of dopamine. It's a huge natural high.
Your body is a pharmacy. You can create an analog to everything that's available from a pharmacist. And it's not hippy-dippy stuff. This is neuroscience.
Dr. Wallace J. Nichols, author of Blue Mind, Mike Shirley paddles out.
If I'd had dreams that night and they kept me up all night long, I didn't think about it when I was in the ocean. The first thing I wanted to do is get in and wash off. I just wanted to get that out of my head.
He catches a wave.
Every bit of my senses is devoted to the activity itself. And I'm totally in the moment. It's just you and the wave.
The crashing wave fills the view with roiling bubbles. Now Van drives with Bobby.
I caught my first wave here too.
Really?
Yep. 42 years ago.
As Van exits the Operation Surf Company vehicle, Bobby's little dog peers through the driver's window. Now clad in wetsuits with surfboards under their arms, Van and Bobby make their way to the shoreline.
Surfing, that was the biggest thing on my bucket list, this thing that I wanted to do since I was a kid. I figured it was just going to be like jumping on a skateboard on the ocean, just, you know, making peace with everything, and I can go home and I could just check out.
Ready, look at the ocean. Ready, pop. Go. Leave the right hand down.
Bobby practices going from a prone to standing position.
Ready, pop your knee. Boom. Top foot, back foot. Nice. Now get to that back foot. There you go.
Van just tells me to get out of my head. Because that's a bad place to be.
So we have perfect little waves.
Get out of your head, Bobby. You know, get out of your head. Think about something positive. Think about the ocean. Think about surfing. Think about catching that next wave.
Bobby listens attentively.
Okay. All right. All right.
They high five, then start into the water.
When I caught that wave, it felt like a part of me died.
Van and Bobby lie side by side atop their boards.
The Bobby that was going through life hurting in so much pain and guilt. That guy died out there that day.
As Van grips Bobby's board, he rises into a crouch.
I could feel like the ocean's heartbeat, as if it was this living, breathing thing. It wasn't death and destruction and trauma and hell.
Van holds onto Bobby.
I closed my eyes to go to sleep, and the only thing I can dream about was catching that next wave.
Bobby paddles over a gentle crest with Van shadowing him close behind. Gripping his board's rails, Bobby crouches. As Van hangs back in the distance, he rides a curl towards shore. Standing in hip-high water, Bobby raises his hand in a triumphant Shaka sign.
I'm not saying that first wave cured me, but the ocean is the one place I know I can go to for peace.
Van pats his shoulder.
Now I've dedicated the rest of my life to helping and serving other veterans.
Now in a Santa Cruz, California studio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Veterans Take Charge Radio Show. We're in studio with former Marine Bobby Lane. Man, thank you for being here.
Thank you for having us.
You know, and you've been giving us a good insight on what surfing has done for you.
Yeah. Not only saved my life, but it changed my life, so.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I kind of have a different look on the surf culture and what it can do for people in rehabilitation, you know, veteran or otherwise.
Surfing's hella exciting until you see the megalodon directly under your surfboard and you're like, oh, man.
So for the next couple of days, what's on the agenda for Op Surf?
I mean, surfing.
Surfing. Bam.
Surfing. Yeah.
As a surfer waxes his board, an instructor spreads his arms.
Just let the wave do its thing. Just let the wave do its thing. Just ride it out. You know, like if you're at the bottom of a ski hill, I'm just going to let the hill slow down.
Who's your surf instructor?
Right here. The Cave Man.
Malay, what's up, man?
How you doing?
Hey, you got a new board?
An instructor snaps a fin onto Bobby's board.
You just want to sink it in.
My job is just being a mentor to some of these guys, listening to what they're dealing with and how they're feeling.
If it was up to me, my brain would just go 1,000 miles a minute and just think of all the bad shit. But instead, okay, well, what's the good things that are going on right now? Well, you know, so one, I'm not in Afghanistan. Two, I'm in San Cruz. 3, I'm about to go surfing. 4, I woke up this morning. 5, I'm in good company. 6, the sun is shining. 7, I'm not getting shot at. 8, I'm not getting blown up.
Sean Meyer, Army veteran.
What's up, bro?
You excited?
Yeah, hell yeah, I'm excited.
How do you feel about it?
You know, a little intimidated, but, you know, I just hope I don't, you know, eat shit or hurt myself or nothing like that, you know, but no, I'll be fine.
No, you sit up there. Take Jez's place.
Oh, okay.
Jez, here, you sit up here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You sit up
there. Thanks, man. Yeah. Thank you.
Sean, he's kind of where I was at. It's like looking in a mirror.
Color guard! Carry! Colors!
Marine Corps members raise flags.
Everyone just assumed because I was a soldier and I did all this, you know, badass stuff that I would just be okay and be able to adapt. Like, you adapt. I've been trained to be a fucking killer. You can't show any weakness. I end up just completely breaking down. I grabbed my 45 and stuck it in my mouth and fucking loaded it, and I wouldn't take it off, and I was just right there, finger on the trigger. I've never been suicidal before, but there I was.
A board bobs from the swells.
Right now, there's a really big set, and the tide's coming up fast. See how much the surge is?
Yeah.
It's going to be up another 4 or 5 feet in the next half an hour, probably.
Wave's going to dictate when you're going to have to bail your board, and so you have to trust the process.
Van faces the goateed man.
If you fall, you can't hear me tell you that a big wave is coming to swim underneath it.
So I will turn, I'll turn and look out.
Okay, ready? Look forward. Ready? Pop.
The goateed vet rises.
No, see, look where your foot is. Look.
Van turns the man's head toward his back foot.
Look, your foot needs to be here. Oh. First, go. There you go. That's better. Do it again. There you go. But look where your foot's hitting. There you go. But look, you don't get a second chance.
The goateed man walks with a cane.
This is my friend Gordy. He's been blown up 6 times.
No hearing. No sight. No sight, really.
With one hand clutching a helper's, Gordy grips his cane with the other, poking the wet sand, his gaze locked downward. An instructor stands with a female vet.
Nasty, it's kind of big. You watch everybody else get beaten up.
I think I am.
Another trainer bears a wounded veteran on his back. Van carries a surfboard under each arm. Later, he directs the double amputee who lies atop a board.
Scoot up and paddle. There's a big set coming.
Van and an assistant follow.
Oh boy, where you at? Keep going. Go. Don't fuck around.
Another trainer.
It's you and Mother Nature. You know, I mean, the second you get in the water, you know who's in charge.
A montage shows surfers wiping out. One man tumbles headfirst in slow motion, then another gets thrown backward.
I was scared shitless. I was just getting pummeled. I just did the whole somersault thing under the water and getting tossed around.
Beat down, sore, bruises, scrapes.
Wave hits you and the board drags you.
Couching on his wobbling board on the way back to shore, Gordy collides with another surfer, upending him into the air. More guys fall, limbs flailing, then the double amputee faceplants.
It's all about the mission. It's all about just going for it.
At the crest of a wave, a dark-haired guy loses his balance, then Bobby falls, and even Van takes a tumble.
You have zero control over the ocean. The only thing that you have control over is your attitude and your actions.
The double amputee grips his board's rails and lifts himself into a handstand before falling into the foamy breakers. Van and an assistant escort an unsteady Gordy back to shore.
All right. Hey. It's rough, dude, okay? Look, you can't hear me and you can't see. It's rough, okay? I gotta get you on a bigger board. Don't give up.
No.
No, we're not giving
what
up.
Size,
we're
just, what size was that board?
Too small. What's too small.
But what's that?
Too small. I'm getting a wider one. More balance.
But what size was it?
That was a 9-footer.
No worries.
After tomorrow, the 9-footer.
No, no, that's tomorrow 9-footer.
Did you get up?
Yeah, I was on 2 knees.
That perfect.
Is that for stretching?
Nah, I'm warming up.
Martin pulls elastic bands.
There's a few words I hate, like stumps. To me, a stump is like a useless lump, and these are still legs, it's still an arm.
He puts on his wetsuit.
I'd gotten quite angry with prosthetics, and surfing settled that down and gave me a focus.
Just go easy.
It helped me to keep going, I guess. Everything I do is to make surfing better.
He scoots onto a wheelchair.
With a further surgery to have a titanium rod put in the bone, but it would get in the way of me popping up, and so if it's going to hinder that, then I don't want to do it.
Martin deftly maneuvers his board down the face of a wave.
The surfing's more important than walking, I guess.
With a swell rising in slow motion behind him, Martin cuts back toward its face and disappears over the cresting spray. On the sand, a dark-haired instructor lies prone beside Sean.
Practice that little four-step maneuver. Knees up a little, right? And then hand.
Sean mirrors the trainer's moves.
I mean, you should be in this position. The way you're going to turn on the wave all has to do with all this, right?
He points to his shoulders.
I was very intimidated to go back out. I wasn't going to, actually.
Boards under their arms, Sean and his instructor head toward the water and paddle out. Sean tentatively straightens atop the board.
I was having like a panic attack just being out there. But then right when I caught that next wave, I got up and I rode it.
That feeling is like when you jump out of a plane, that split second of just like smoothness where it goes quiet.
As Sean glides over the top of the surf, the instructor raises his arms encouragingly.
I'm like, I'm okay. I'm still alive.
Later with Bobby.
So that was good.
Get up.
How's your confidence now?
Just better.
Yeah?
Okay, ready to go. Keep going. Keep going.
Nice and smooth. You're all right. Yeah, keep coming. Woo!
The double amputee lifts himself.
Perfect.
An instructor crouches on his board and holds onto a vet as she surfs the whitewater to shore. Pushed in a wheelchair, she high-fives a beachgoer.
Ready to go back out there.
Get ready.
Hey, Sean.
As Sean catches a wave, Bobby cheers him on. Back on solid ground, Sean shakes his trainer's hand.
Yeah, buddy!
It's just a process, right? Okay, so now each session, each day, you're just going to build on. I'm going to be surfing with you, you know?
Yeah.
People who are really ready to check out, get into a wetsuit, and then get out on the water, and they're riding a wave by themselves. That moment can be transformative. It helps them describe themselves with a new story. And if that new story is better than the old story, that's powerful. When they're done with that ride, they see the rest of their life differently. It's very different than taking a pill.
He was gonna go kill himself. Had he not gone surfing, he probably would have. He would have just been another statistic.
Once the veterans kind of get the bug about it, you know, they start looking at what's the waves going to be like tomorrow. If someone's thinking about the waves tomorrow, they're not going to kill themselves today.
We're going. There could be people coming across, but we're going.
Go. It's showtime.
Gordy paddles feverishly with a swell growing behind him. Rising in a trembling stance, he spreads his arms. The view switches to slow motion as he maintains his balance ahead of the frothing breakers. His instructor follows him along the wave. Later, the two men pump their fists fiercely.
I see the future where doctors are literally writing prescriptions that may include the pharmaceuticals, but also include a surf session.
Waves crash on the rocky shore.
Surfing is medicine. The ocean is good medicine. And we need to talk about it like that.
The sun sits low in the sky.
I don't think PTSD ever goes away.
Bobby heads to the water's edge.
But it doesn't mean that he can't learn positive ways of dealing with it or figure out different things he can do to bring himself peace when he starts to struggle.
I went to Iraq and I came back and I was a completely different person. You look in my eyes and I was just soulless, like a zombie, like nobody was home.
Bobby smiles as he puts on his wetsuit and surf boots.
It's kind of like I was given a second chance.
He zips the suits back and grabs his board, leashed to his ankle.
If I'm gonna go out, I'm gonna go out the right way. Right now, I'm on a mission to live.
As Bobby's narrowed eyes stare intently into the distance, the view fades to black. Directed by Josh Eisenberg and Wynn Padula. Produced by Scott Stillman. Executive producers Jason Spingarnkoff, Lisa Nishimura. Directors of photography Owen Bissell, Wynn Padula. Edited by Tracy Loth. Co-producer Owen Bissell. Original music by Nick Gage. More credits roll. Copyright 2017, Stoked LLC, all rights reserved. Ownership of this motion picture is protected by copyright and other applicable laws of the United States of America and other countries. Any unauthorized duplication, distribution, or exhibition of this motion picture, including soundtrack, is prohibited and could result in criminal prosecution as well as civil liability. Stoked LLC is the author of this motion picture for the purposes of copyright and other laws. Only Human Films and Fast and Light Productions. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.